Need your daily fix on mixed martial arts?
We're going to kind of recap Bellator 155.
From UFC 198.
Who's who?
Kind of a controversial decision.
And who's not?
I couldn't figure out why, and then it hit me.
Well, don't you fret, because Golden State Media Concepts got you covered. Get your daily dose of MMA podcast. Everything from the UFC,
Bellator Fighting Championships,
Extreme Cage Fighting,
Invicta Fighting Championships,
and so much more. Join us as we talk about some of the biggest names in mixed martial arts. We've got you covered here on Golden State Media Concepts MMA Podcast.
Thank you for tuning in to the Golden State Media Concepts Mixed Martial Arts Podcast. I'm your host, Tate, and we have my good buddy right back here again. We have William with us.
Yay.
All right, William. So, welcome to International Fight Week and one of the biggest weeks in the history of the UFC or MMA in general, UFC 200. Are you fired up on this one?
I've been waiting for this all year long.
Excellent. Okay, so today we're going to be looking at all the fights, or all the main fights for UFC 200, the Ultimate Fighter finale, and then also UFC Fight Night as well. We're going to give our takes on how we think the fights are going to go, give our predictions. William's going to give his insight. And hopefully we're going to have a little fun. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Are you looking for the very best NFL and college football podcast? Then check out the GSMC Football Podcast. Get the latest football news, both on and off the field. From the NFL draft to trades to the rumor mill to the NFL combines, they got you covered. That's gsmcpodcast.com/football-podcast. Get updates on college rivalries, game day insights, and much, much more. It's football talk the way you want it. This show eats, sleeps, and breathes football. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
Okay, we're back. And as I was saying, I have William with me today. He's one of my guys that I normally have with me on the show on a regular basis, and today we're going to be talking about all the fights from International Fight Week this week, and we're going to start off with UFC Fight Night, which is actually going to be on Thursday this time, and the main event, we have the champ, Rafael Dos Santos, against Eddie Alvarez. Now, I know, William, you were talking about this. This is a fight that you've definitely been looking forward to seeing. Let's hear what your thoughts are.
Well, I'm really excited because it's the first time that a fight pass is going to have a male championship fight. As far as this fight goes, it's going to be really, really informative on both sides in terms of what kind of fighter Rafael Dos Anjos and Eddie Alvarez are. What I'm really looking forward to is who's going to take the offensive and what's going to happen when both of them faces adversity, because as we've seen in the past, they both handle in different ways.
Now, for me, this is a really big fight where I think Rafael Dos Santos can actually have a chance to really showcase his skills, where I think a lot of people may not realize what a great fighter he is, and he's going up against a really tough guy in Eddie Alvarez. This is that opportunity that he could really, put himself in the front pages of the UFC world. Now, how do you see this fight kind of being broken down?
Well, it's going to be really a clash of what we've seen from RDA recently is pressure fighting. I mean, he's been bullying people up against the fence. You've seen that in the Anthony Pettis fight, as well as his fight against Donald Cerrone, Cowboy. But with this fight, Eddie's going to bring in something different because he has a lot of lateral movement, and he's going to be able to really mix it up. And what he wants to do is probably bring it to more of a wrestling-based match. But Rafael, he's shown that he is no slouch in terms of grappling. So what we're going to see is a clash of styles, who's going to implement their game plan. What we want to see, the X factor in this fight, is going to be leg kicks. RDA uses it to his advantage most of the times, but what I want to see from Eddie's side is him chopping him down, using lateral movement to move around and just really pick apart RDA, because that's his best chance at this stage in his career. We've seen in the past that Alvarez is prone. He's very hittable, and he's prone to getting dropped and potentially knocked out, but he's shown that he has the chin to recover and he has the heart and determination to go on. So the keys to this fight are RDA's pressure and Eddie Alvarez's movement and really his evasiveness from RDA's attacks.
Now, when I look at this fight, I look at it, and Eddie Alvarez is a very tough competitor. I think Eddie Alvarez can put a lot of pressure on Rafael dos Santos, but when I look at this fight, I feel like Eddie Alvarez is like tailor-made for RDA to actually really showcase. When I look at this and I start thinking about how this fight's going to go down, no disrespect to Eddie Alvarez, I just think that RDA is going to be a little too much for him, and I have him winning quite easily. I think it's going to go the distance, but I have Rafael winning. What about you?
You know, I don't think this is going to go distance. I don't foresee it going distance unless Alvarez is the potential victor in this. We've seen in Eddie's past fights against Anthony Pettis, we've seen that he is ready to use a game plan to really implement against their strengths and make it not very entertaining as a fight. So I don't see him trying to go for the knockout, but RDA is definitely going to be bringing that to the table, and he has the power to knock him out. And I feel that he is going to, within the first three rounds or so, because I just don't see Eddie having the movement or really implementing a game plan that's going to be successful enough to bring it into championship waters and really take it to RDA. So I think that RDA is going to win, but Eddie really has a chance, more than any other fighter we've seen face RDA, to really take him to the distance and challenge him in terms of game plans and technique-wise.
There's definitely going to be a lot of pressure on here. And when you have a situation where a guy's putting a lot of pressure on Rafael, he can easily get caught as well. And so I agree with you. There's definitely some great possibility, but I'm sticking with my prediction. For some reason, I got this going the distance, and I got the champ keeping his title. You still didn't give like a direct answer on who's winning.
Oh, I have RDA. I think he's gonna buzzsaw through Alvarez. It's gonna be one exchange that's gonna. I see Eddie cowering against the cage because of RDA's pressure, and then it takes one major hit to really put him on the defensive. And I have RDA winning by knockout or TKO.
Do you have a round prediction?
I'm going to say third round.
Third round? That's a good possibility there. Okay, so we have the champ going. We both agree that the champ's going to keep his title. It's a little different. I have him going the distance. William has him going out in the third round. So let's look at some of the other fights that are kind of on this card, because there's some really good fights on here. And the one I want to talk about is the co-main event on this one, which is Derek Lewis versus Roy Nelson. And Big Country, everybody knows what's going to happen with what he's bringing to the table. He's bringing bombs. He's coming in and he's thinking one thing: I want to clock you and I want to knock you out. Now, how do you see this fight going down?
I see it as a slobber knocker. I just see it as a grueling battle on the feet. They're just going to go toe-to-toe, and they're gonna try their best to knock each other out. I see one of them looking for the takedown. Most likely it's going to be Derek Lewis. And if Derek gets that takedown, I don't think it's good news for Roy Nelson. I think that he's going to be able to land something very tremendous on him, and I don't think he's going to be able to recover from it.
Now, see, I agree with you. I see a situation where Derek Lewis is going to maybe try to take him down. But, you know, when you look at his stats, and that's one of the things I was looking at while you were talking, you know, his game plan is going to be to throw some leather against Roy. And other than Mark Hunt, I have yet to see anyone really knock, you know, really hurt, you know, Roy Nelson. So I think he's going to come in with the strategy that he wants to bang with him. He wants to show what he can do. And I could see a situation where this fight is going to end early and end fast, because I think it's going to be a fast-paced fight. But I got Roy Nelson winning early with a knockout.
I can see that easily as well.
But
I mean,
you could also say you could see Derek Lewis winning early with a knockout as well.
Yeah, I can see that, but it's hard to bet or say anything against Nelson, because Big Country's got power, and he's always looking to land that overhand right, and if he nails you, it's lights out. I mean, we've seen Derek Lewis get knocked out by a karate kick by Sean Jordan, I believe, and we've seen him get tested against more mid-tier fighters. Roy Nelson is up there in the division, and he has a lot of experience, and he's landed that right hand over and over and over. But I think that Roy's at the stage in his career where he is he's going to be focusing way too much on the knockout, and Derek is riding that momentum, and I feel that he's going to be able to get the takedown and really nullify Roy Nelson. But Roy is also no slouch on the ground. He's a BJJ black belt, so it's going to be a very entertaining fight. I'm still sticking with Derek Lewis.
So you got Derek Lewis winning this one?
Yep.
How do you have him winning it?
Second round TKO.
I got a first round TKO, Roy Nelson. And the reason why is I've seen Derek Lewis get knocked out. It's definitely something that can happen. Roy Nelson is just, he's one of those guys that's too hard to knock out. I think Derek Lewis is one of those guys that'll get right in his face. He'll stay in range, so it's not one of those things where Roy will have to chase him down. I think he'll be right there, which makes him perfect to get clocked.
Yeah, I totally see that too, but I feel that Nelson's taken so much damage over his career. We've seen him take countless hits. He's been hit more than any heavyweight ever.
He's been hit with some bombs, dude.
Yeah, he fought Junior Dos Santos, and he got recently knocked out by Mark Hunt. That takes a toll on your chin, and he's not getting any younger. So I think that his chin is not the same. It's not what it used to be.
It's one of those things, in boxing, you have that whole term called a shot fighter. It's one of those things where you have this fighter that's, you know, he's been going strong. And then when he finally gets knocked out, then he's just never the same again. Where, you know, his next fight he gets knocked out. The guy that could never get knocked out is now getting knocked out on a regular basis. I don't really see that happening right now with Roy Nelson, but this is one of those fights that'll tell you if he's, you know, if he's at the end of his career.
Yeah, we saw that with Chuck Liddell. He took a nosedive towards the end of his career. He took way too much damage over his career, was too willing to get hit. I think that's something that we might see in Nelson, and this might be the fight to tell. If not, we're in for a fun night of fights.
This was one of the Chuck Liddell one is a textbook term for being like a shot fighter and what happened. Just one of the greats of all time, but then the end of his career just fell apart. Real quick before we go to break, is there any other fight? What other fight on this card? Because there's some interesting fights on this card. What other fight on this card are you looking forward to seeing? And give me your outcome of who you think's going
to
win it.
As far as a fight, I'm really looking forward to Joe Duffy versus Mitch Clark. It's a classic striker versus grappler, but I see Joe Duffy really showcasing that he is one of the next generation of fighters in the division. We saw him look really great in Dustin Poirier's fight. But I think that he's going to come out and he's going to rebound from the fight. He's been training with GSP, so he's really ready for this. And the other fight that I'm really looking forward to is Alan Jouban's fight. He's fighting Bilal Muhammad. I'm not too familiar with Muhammad, but I know that Alan Jouban always comes ready to fight, and he's very entertaining. So I see that being a very fan-friendly fight.
Now, who do you have? You have Duffy, I'm assuming, winning his fight, right?
Yep.
Okay. And how do you have Duffy winning?
Oh, I see him winning by knockout.
Okay. I agree with you on that one. And then who do you have winning the next fight?
Jouban. He always comes out for the knockout. He's ready to submit it, but I feel that he is going to go out with the knockout again.
I agree with that one as well. So right now we're agreeing a lot here today. Okay. That covers UFC Fight Night, which is going to be this Thursday. And you know, it's kind of weird having one of the fights on a Thursday. Also, you're not used to seeing three back-to-back events for UFC. But really excited about this. And this is, you know, looking at this card, this is just the entree. We still have the main course and then roll right into dessert, which I'm saying dessert is UFC 200. Okay, we'll be right back, and we'll be touching on the Ultimate Fighter in just a few minutes. Stay tuned.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Okay, we're back, and we just got done finishing UFC Fight Night, and we were all giving our predictions on how we thought the fight was going to go down. And the main event, we actually had Rafael dos Santos actually retaining his title. We kind of disagreed on the outcome as far as William had it as a knockout. I had it as a decision. And another main event, we had Roy Nelson versus Derek Lewis. I had Roy Nelson. William had Derek Lewis winning. But now we're going to move on to Friday's fight. And this is the fight I am really looking forward to. And that's that main event, I mean, the Ultimate Fighter main event. There's two main fights on this card I want to touch on. The first one is the main event card, which is Joanna Jędrzejczyk, which I never say it right. I don't care how many times I practice it. Cancel Christmas. I'm never going to get it right. Against Claudia Gadelha. And this fight here, you know, when I first saw this fight, I'm like, okay, you know, Joanna's going to go in. She's going to handle business. But I went back and I watched the fight. And I remember this fight. And I remember it being really, really close. And I remember thinking, like, I thought Joanna kind of lost or it was, like, really close. And so I went back and I watched it again. And I scored it. And I had Claudia winning the first round. And then Joanna nailing her with only 11 seconds left and almost knocking her out. And then I had her Joanna losing the next two rounds. So I went back. I took a couple days off. I went back to that fight again. And every time I see it, every single time, I see Claudia winning the fight and winning it kind of easy. With that, one, did you see the first fight? And two, who did you think won that fight, William?
I thought it was a pretty close fight. I definitely had Claudia winning. albeit she wasn't as effective on top as I would have liked her to be to really secure that win. I felt that Ioana really did that amazing damage in that end of that first round. That really swayed the judges. But I still had Claudia winning. And, I mean, that was a pivotal fight for them because the winner of that, we saw what happened. Ioana is the champion now. And I feel that Claudia could have done the same to Carla Esparza.
Exact same thing. I agree with you. I say if that scoring goes differently, because I truly had her winning, and I thought she won it very easily, I think she's going in as an undefeated – she's coming in this fight as an undefeated champion because I think she would have beat everybody that Ioana fought. And I think she would have beat them all with ease, and I think she'd be going in this fight still as a champion. Now with that, talking about the past, now let's talk about – present. I look at this fight and I say, yes, I do think that Claudia won the first fight. But I also look at Ioana and I think Ioana is a much better fighter now. Her skills, her hand skills, her feet work is just impeccable. She looks so amazing. I think she's going to be a different fighter this time. And so when I look at this fight and I say, who I think's going to win and how it's going to go down, I think Claudia's going to have a much tougher time getting to her and taking her to the ground. And so I think it's going to be one of those fights where I see it going the distance, but I have Ioana or Double J or Ioana Jędrzejczyk winning this fight, unanimous decision, keeping the title.
You know, I see something similar. I definitely think that Claudia is definitely going to be able to get her down. Although Ioana's takedown defense has improved since the last time they fought, Claudia is a different type of grappler, and we saw in their first exchange how she was able to take her down. I mean, Carla Esparza was able to take Ioana down, so I think there's definitely some leeway there. I just think that Ioana is just so much more dangerous throughout the fight, and we saw in the first fight how she was able to capitalize on that split second opening, and really take it to Claudia and almost finish the fight. I mean, she has five rounds to do that in this time. I don't know if Claudia is going to be able to keep top control and keep the pressure on Ioana in order to stave off that attack.
And see, that's the big difference in this fight this time is this. I agree with you that, you know, that Ioana and Claudia could put a lot of pressure on Ioana in the first round, second round. But the minute, if Claudia slows up for a second, Ioana is used to doing those championship rounds. Ioana has the footwork and the hand speed to really pour it on in the late rounds. And that's why I have her winning a unanimous decision. Because when you get to those championship rounds, I got Ioana winning it. Taking in one round after the next round after the next round as she goes on to a decision.
The thing that really excites me about this fight is I want to know how Ioana's ground game is. And the perfect test for her is Claudia. I mean, Claudia is very experienced in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. We've never seen Ioana really get tested in that end. She's never really had to escape as much submissions as some of the other champions and some of the other fighters in the division. So that's really a question mark in this fight. But from what I've seen, Ioana is really focused on cage crawling and really being able to get up. And she has the dexterity in her legs to defend off these takedowns and really get back up. So that's really the only outlet that I see Claudia really threatening her in. But other than that, I definitely have Ioana winning by a unanimous decision. She's definitely going to damage Gadelha throughout the fight. And I also seeing it as a dominant unanimous decision win.
Now, you know, I look at this and I say, now, Claudia is one of those fighters that actually has, like, just superior ground skills. I mean, when the fight's on the ground, there's no question who has a major advantage. It's Claudia. And Ioana has never faced anyone who can handle herself on the ground quite like Claudia, other than facing Claudia, of course.
Yeah.
But, you know, when I look at this, I can actually tell you that, you know, going back, and I went back and looked at a number of Claudia's fights, she's never, ever faced anyone like this Joanna. This Joanna is actually better than the Joanna that she faced the last time. Better combinations, better kicks. She's a much stronger fighter now. And so, you know, she's Joanna 2.0 compared to the fighter that she fought when the first time. Now she's a champion. She's better trained. It's going to be a good fight. I got Joanna winning it. Unanimous decision. What was your take on that one?
I agree with you with that. Another X factor that we have to consider in this fight is that these two women have been the
host and Ultimate Fighter.
Yeah, they've been the captains for both their teams, and they've more than most of the seasons that I've seen, they've been at each other's throats. I mean, there's a lot of bad blood in this.
Joanna's been on her, dude. Joanna has been. She is definitely taking the villain role in this fight. She has decided that she wants to ride her, and she wants to get in her head, and that's what she did at the Ultimate Fighter. She just kept on and kept on.
I mean, Claudia handled it well, though. I mean,
She did, very much so.
She thought she won the first fight, and she's very confident in her ability to beat Joanna. So that's another X factor that you have to consider, the mental aspect of this. Maybe you will see someone over-aggressive. Maybe we'll see some lapses in judgment. You never know in these fights, so I'm excited to see what happens.
I am too. All right, so we're going to move on. And we're going to move on to a fighter that a lot of people may not know who he is. But I'm really excited about seeing this guy. This is one of those fighters that, you know, if you don't watch Bellator, you may not know who he is. But he is the current Bellator champion in my book. And that's Will Brooks. Will Brooks was the Bellator champion. And his contract was up, and so Bellator let him go, and they just stripped him of the title. So no one has taken that title from him. So he's coming into the UFC as, you know, as an uncrowned champ right now. Now, and with that, I'm really looking forward to seeing him fight. I was surprised that they went right out the gate and gave him Ross Pearson, but I think it's a good opportunity for him to go in. He pulls this fight off and looks phenomenal. He's right in the thick of things because, you know, like I said, former Bellator champion, beating a very tough fighter. I could see him actually getting really in the thick of things right away. What's your take on Will Brooks?
I love Will Brooks. I mean, he's a great, well-rounded fighter. I was a huge fan of him back in Bellator. I loved his fights. His championship fights with Michael Chandler. He looked really great in those fights. He made Chandler quit in one of them. He didn't even know where he was. He was on Queer Street. But what I really like about Will Brooks is that he's so well-rounded, and that's going to be really exciting to see against Ross Pearson, who is a stand-up specialist. I mean, there isn't really anybody in the lightweight division that has the level of boxing, just pure boxing and head movement that Pearson has. So that's going to be very exciting to see. I want to see if Will Brooks is going to be able to mix it up with some leg kicks, because we've seen in the past that if you're able to bring it into more of a kickboxing bout, Pearson is susceptible to that. And if you're able to take it at ground, which Will Brooks definitely is, that could be a long night for Pearson.
I look at Will Brooks as just too much for Pearson. I see that. I think he's the better man standing or on the ground. I definitely think, because like you said, as far as being able to mix it up as far as with hands and kicks, I think that's going to keep Pearson at bay. I think Will Brooks will look really good. The only thing, only hesitation that I have in this whole entire fight is the fact that it is notorious that guys that come over in their first fight, they can get upset. It's just a whole different world of just getting prepared to fight in the UFC. And they're not quite used to all the media obligations and everything that comes with being in the UFC. And a lot of times it really takes them out of their game and it takes them a little while to get adjusted. That's the thing I'm worried about with Will Brooks. But as far as a fight goes, Will Brooks is right now one of the best fighters in the UFC. I'm looking forward for him showing that.
Yeah, I am too. I think that he's going to be able to take this from Pearson. I don't see him, you know, adjusting to the UFC. I definitely see him going through some of that ordeal. He's wanted to be here for a while, but I still think that it's going to take him a little while to get adjusted. That's why I don't think that he's going to be able to stop Pearson. I feel that it's going to be a unanimous decision win for him. So it's a really good start for Brooks. And who knows, maybe he'll put it on Pearson and put himself in the title contention.
I would love to see him really put it on him and just really shine in this fight. But I agree with you. I think it's going to be I think it's just going to go the distance. And I got Will Brooks winning an easy decision over Russ Pearson. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Want to find out what movies to go see? Then check out the GSMC Movie Podcast. It's your ticket to the latest movies, whether it's a new blockbuster event, romantic, comedy, or action flick. This show has got it all covered. They talk some what to go see now. Don't bother. What's hot on Netflix and everything in between? That's GSMCpodcast.com/movie-podcast. When it's all about the movies, it has to be this new show. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
Now, with that, we're looking at this, looking at the Ultimate Fighter, which is going to be on Fox Sports 1. Give me another fight like that we were talking about, that you're talking about here, that you're interested in, or and what do you think the outcome is going to be?
There's a couple of fighters that I'm actually interested in seeing. The fight right before the Pearson fight is Duho Choi versus Thiago Tavares. It's going to be very entertaining. I see it as really a scrap. I mean, it has Fight of the Night written all over it. So that's one that fans are going to really love. It's going to be really technical, and we're in for a show with that one. Another fight to really look out for is Gray Maynard's debut in the featherweight division. At this point in his career, he's taken a lot of damage. His chin is definitely not what he used to with all those Frankie Edgar wars.
And, yes, absolutely.
We've seen in his last four fights, he's lost tremendous fashion with knockouts. So his solution was to move down in weight. I'm not sure if he can make that weight cut or how his body is going to respond to it. But it's really telling because it's a tale of mixed martial arts. If you're not adjusting and if you're not adapting and really evolving with the sport and really really changing up how you fight and approach fights, then you may be out of here quick. I mean, Gray Maynard was a title contender. I mean, he honestly should have won that first Frankie Edgar fight if you're just scoring it based off of the judges because of that devastating first round. But we've seen a huge fall from him, and that's the sport. I mean, anything can happen, and if you're not ready to adjust in it and really fighting outside of your game plan, then you could be out of the UFC and out of the sport as a whole.
Everything you said, I agree with. But the one thing about this is I think he's doing something that a lot of fighters should do. And that is, he was in a division where clearly his skills were not. Once upon a time, he was a contender, but it was clear that his skills have eroded. Instead of staying in a division where he's actually going to keep getting beat up, he decided to make that decision to go down in weight, where he's now the bigger man. He's the naturally bigger man. Where he can actually put more of his will on guys instead of guys putting their will on him. So I actually looked at it as a smart decision as far as, you know, maybe extending his career, Now, with that being said, you know, when you look at this fight, who do you have winning this fight?
Oh, it's hard to pick Maynard at this point in his career. His chin is a fraction of what it used to be. I mean, back up at 155, he was one of the larger fighters in that category. We saw how he just devastated people with knockouts. He bullied them. I mean, that's his nickname, Bully. And I definitely feel that he's going to have the size advantage in this fight, as he mainly always has, excluding the TJ Grant fight. But I just don't see his chin holding up anymore. I feel that he's going to get knocked out. I just see a knockout.
Okay. I actually have this, you know, originally I was looking at this and I'm just like, Gray Maynard's just going to go in and get knocked out again. And, you know, as I was sitting here and I was thinking about the fact that he's going down and he's going to be the bigger guy. He's going to be the stronger guy. He's going to be the guy that's going to press the issue. I think this is a smart decision on his part. I'm going out on a limb. I got Gray Maynard winning this fight by a knockout, actually. So I got Gray Maynard winning by a knockout, which I know may sound a little crazy.
I mean, as a fan, I'd love to see that. I want to see the Gray Maynard of old. But I just hope that we get the best out of him, that he's taken enough time off to really recover from his losses. And I just hope we see a rejuvenated Maynard. And if we do, we're in for a knockout.
Yeah, I agree. Now, from here, you know, we've gone through and we've covered The Ultimate Fighter. And then we also covered UFC Fight Night. And this is going to be a kind of a two-part episode, because our next episode that we're going to cover, is UFC 200. And that card deserves its own time slot. So we're going to break everything down and just stick everything to just these two cards. But then when we come back on our next show, we're actually going to stick strictly to our predictions and what we think is going to happen. And we're going to cover the entire UFC 200 card. So with that, thank you guys for tuning in. Enjoy International Fight Week, everyone, because this is a very, very special week. This is I don't necessarily want to call it our Super Bowl. This is more of, like someone said, our March Madness. This is March Madness for us. So enjoy it. Remember to always, you know, you can always visit us on at www.gsmcpodcast.com. You can download us on iTunes, Stitcher, and SoundCloud. And remember to always visit us on Facebook and Twitter. I always look at the Twitter account. So if you have any questions about, you know, questions or comments about today's show, feel free to share with us. And like I said, when we come back, our next show, we'll be covering strictly UFC 200. Good night.